come to order. Note the presence of Senator Josephson, Fakes, and Kelly. Calendaring bills. Committee substitute for House Bill 115 Judiciary, an act relating to setting a venue by Supreme Court rule. The Senate passed a version of this earlier without the effective date. The court system prefers the effective date. Senator Rohde, who introduced the Senate version of the bill, says that he will accept the House version of the bill. There's no pride of authorship.
Move to calendar, Mr. Chairman.
Any objections? Mark?
I would move that we bring the bill back up for consideration and off the table, that we rescind our tabling motion.
Any objections? So done.
I would move CS for House Bill 115 Judiciary to be calendared.
Any objections? So done. Senate Bill 235, an act related to preferential hire of Alaskans and providing for an effective date. My intention would be to calendar the bill for Monday, but then it's been done.
I move to calendar.
Any objections? So done. Okay, a hearing. A real-life public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15 proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature to include the Pledge of Allegiance as part of the daily order of business. Does anybody wish to testify? Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think in your packet you do have kind of a one-page analysis of the resolution with the rationale, history of the pledge. The main reason this came about was when the students are in town, whether they're here for any particular reason, when they come up and they talk to you, one of the questions they come up with usually is, how come we don't say the Pledge of Allegiance? That we expect the students in the school to do it, they do it at civic functions, and yet we, the leaders, supposedly leaders of the state, we don't do it. And as a result of those students, this was the thing that spurred this resolution to come forth.
Any questions? Senator Fakes.
Well, I'm supportive of this resolution, Mr. Chairman, but I'm just wondering, is there some reason why we don't do it? Has it been considered before? Is there some reason why it is not already in the calendar? Is there some historical reason?
Senator, I've only been here 9 years, and I don't know of a reason. Mark, do we have any legal opinions on this? Has anybody
included in your bill packet is an opinion from the Director of the Associates regarding the constitutionality of the
So theoretically, a senator or representative, if they did not choose to pledge the flag, could walk out of the chambers.
Well, or simply decline to participate.
I see. Senator?
My only other comment, Mr. Chairman, is when I was teaching school, we did this every single day. And in the course of doing it every single day, we learned how to say it correctly. Very few groups ever say the pledge correctly. They put the commas in the wrong place. And I'm dead serious about this. If we do this, and I hope we do, I would sincerely hope that we say the pledge correctly with the commas in the correct place.
Well, Senator, if this then did become a uniform rule and we did begin doing this, could we count on you to lead us the first two or three
Certainly.
Occasions? Any other testimony in the bill? I would entertain a motion.
I would move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15 from committee, and I'll be a due pass.
Any objections? So done. Any other business come before the Rules Committee? Rules Committee adjourned.